KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women head to Oklahoma City for Friday's matchup against 6th-ranked Baylor in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. It's the deepest run a Lisa Bluder-coached Iowa team has made.
It's been a exciting week just getting ready for our tournament last weekend here, and then, you know, winning the two games and having the opportunity to reach that goal. But believe me, we reset our goals really quickly today. And now our next goal is that we want to make the Elite Eight. And I believe we have a group that can do it.
Well, the 15th-ranked Hawkeyes are 26-7, and getting to the round of 16 was a preseason goal for the Hawkeyes.
You know, sometimes I think you set goals and you reach them, and then you kind of have, it's kind of like, okay, we reached our goal. Good. Let's, you know, look up now and move on to the next year. Now, this group really quite quickly found out, thanks, that we can go on and meet that next goal.
Well, Bluder says the coaches are enjoying the preparation for their first regional.
We enjoyed coming to work on Monday. You know, I mean, sometimes there's a lot of people out there that aren't working anymore this time of year. They don't get to go out to practice this time of year. And we do, and it was fun getting up and going to work on Monday morning.
Well, Friday's game will be a 6:30 tip-off from Oklahoma City. Pre-game coverage here on KJAN begins at 6:15, as we'll have that game for you live. The other regional semifinal in the Oklahoma City region matches Notre Dame against Stanford. Well, Miami and Stanford have reached the NIT men's semifinals. Sheldon McClellan scored 16 points, and the Hurricanes staged a huge rally in a 63-61 triumph at Richmond. McClellan scored 7 straight points and gave Miami its first lead with 102 remaining. Davin Reed had 10 points and 12 rebounds as the Hurricanes advanced despite trailing by 18 points. Anthony Brown scored a season-high 26 points as the Cardinal held off visiting Vanderbilt 78-75. Freshman Matthew Fisher Davis hit a three-pointer with 28 seconds remaining to pull the Commodores within 77-75 of Stanford, but he missed a long three under pressure from well beyond the arc in the waning seconds as Stanford advances. The other two quarterfinal games are set for tonight in the NIT, as Temple will play Louisiana Tech and Old Dominion will battle Murray. Those winners move on to the NIT semifinals. Also coming up tonight, the semifinals in the CBI college basketball tournament. It'll be Vermont facing Louisiana Monroe and Seattle University up against Loyola. In other college basketball news, Ben Howland has been hired as the men's basketball coach at Mississippi State. The former UCLA coach replaces Rick Ray, who was fired Saturday after three seasons, and he went 37-60. The 57-year-old Howland led UCLA to three straight Final Fours from 2006 to 2008. The Santa Barbara, California native has won everywhere he's been during a 19-year career at the Division I level. He led Northern Arizona and Pittsburgh to the NCAA tournament before taking over at UCLA. Arizona State has fired men's basketball coach Herb Sendek after 9 seasons in charge. He led the Sun Devils to the NCAA tournament for the first time in 5 years in 2013-14, but the team failed to make the tournament this year with a record of 18-16. The Sun Devils lost to Richmond in an NIT second-round game on Sunday. Sendek went 159-137 at Arizona State with 2 NCAA tournament appearances. He previously coached at North Carolina State and at Miami of Ohio. NFL owners shot down nearly every video replay proposal brought to their meetings yesterday, including extending the number of coaches' challenges and letting them challenge all officiating calls. The only replay proposal to be approved will allow game officials to use replay for clock issues at the end of a half, a game, or overtime if more than 1 second remains. The owners approved a proposal for stopping play when a medical advisor believes that a player is unstable and should be taken off the field. They also approved rules prohibiting players from pushing teammates on the line of scrimmage when the opponent is punting, eliminating all peel back blocks, and extending defenseless player protection during an interception return. NFL owners are heading into their final day of busy set of meetings with plenty more work to do today. After a flurry of votes and news, several more items on this week's agenda remain. A change in overtime that would require both sides to have a possession, even if the team receiving the kickoff scores a touchdown, is on the table. So is moving the extra point kick back to the 15-yard line, and a scenario that gives teams that successfully convert a two-point conversion the chance to immediately add another point from midfield with a bonus field goal. Indianapolis came up with that. If approved, it would make a 9-point deficit a one-possession game. The Colts also have proposed allowing host teams to open a retractable roof at halftime, weather permitting, to enhance the fan experience. Elsewhere around the NFL, Adrian Peterson and the Minnesota Vikings have reached a standstill in their relationship. Peterson's agent says he believes a return to Minnesota this season is not in the best interest of the running back. Peterson was suspended by the NFL, and he missed all but one game last season due to a child abuse case he was involved in. He's not yet been reinstated. The Vikings have agreed to terms on contracts with linebacker Casey Matthews and safety Taylor Mays. Matthews played the past four seasons with Philadelphia and had a career-high 62 tackles last year. Mays will likely compete with incumbent Robert Blanton for a starting spot next to Harrison Smith. Browns coach Mike Pettine expects quarterback Johnny Manziel to take part in the team's practices next month after leaving rehab. Pettine does not know when Manziel will be discharged from rehab, but he expects the young quarterback to return to football immediately. The coach said the team has received good feedback about Manziel, who entered a treatment facility on January 28th for an undisclosed problem. The Chicago Bears have worked out a one-year contract with defensive end Ray McDonald. The former 49er played under new Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio in San Francisco. The Niners cut McDonald in December after a woman accused him of sexually assaulting her following a night of drinking in which she injured her head in a fall by his swimming pool. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.